Blog Talk Radio.
To the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to be on the show to give your comments or your opinions, then you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. All right, 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concern. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, guys, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. Now, today's word of the day is kibosh. Kibosh, K-I-B-O-S-H is a noun, and the meaning is something that serves as a check or stop. Something that serves as a check or stop. Now, you guys can grab that word and use it however you want. I think it's a good word. I don't know if I'd ever use it, but that is our word of the day, kibosh, and it's a noun, and it means something that serves as a check or stop. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show, and thank you guys for tuning in to the show. What else I wanted to get into? Right now is 75 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 86. Low 68 tonight. Looks like it's going to be sunshine all day today. And then on Wednesday, we're looking at thunderstorms, a high 87, low 69. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 84, low 69. And Friday, cloudy, high 80, low 69. So as you can see, as we move from summer into the fall, temperatures are starting to creep down, right? And we're getting into the very, very nice weather of fall. Some people love the fall weather. I'm one of those people. I love summer and fall. Don't really like winter because it's so cold at times. And I say cold, but you know, it's cold up north. It's nice down here, but we think it's cold, right? Those of us who've been here pretty much all our lives, we think it's cold. But that's your weather for today and the rest of the week. So I hope you guys really do enjoy the rest of the week. And it looks like maybe this weekend we're going to have a bit of rain. It looked like 50% chance on Saturday and Sunday. So it'll be a good time to stay inside and watch some football. All right. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Now, today's show is entitled, An Atlanta Teacher is Reprimanded for Her Body and Dress, Right or Wrong? Now, you know, sometimes I'll put out there to some of my listeners as a little different, my title being a little bit different from what I send out. But sometimes I title the show online, and then I send out a different message to some of my listeners as far as the title goes. But, you know, it really goes hand in hand. It's kind of the same thing. But we're going to discuss the dressing and bodies of this generation of teachers. And if you guys have seen this on Facebook, on the news, or I'm looking into the newspaper in the Atlanta Journal and Constitution, and this young lady's pictures are going viral on these Snapchats and Instagram and messenger sites, all the stuff of the social media. I tell people all the time, when you, and I tell my kids, when you post pictures on social media, whether they may be provocative, whether they may be insulting, whether they may be just, you know, nice, calm pictures, whatever you post, there's a chance that someone will repost it somewhere. I don't know how all the Instagram and Snapchats and all that works. Okay, I'm not a big Instagram person or Snapchat. I'm not into some of that stuff. I know about it, but I don't really know how it all works. Okay, I know some things you can put out there and it only lasts for a few minutes. Okay, and but when things like this go viral, now she may be out of a job. I don't know. I don't think that's right for her to be out of a job. Or, you know, they could give her an ultimatum. Tell her she either come to work dressed how we want you to dress, so to speak, or find your job somewhere else. Now, she's not a teacher. Well, she is a teacher, but she's not full-time, full-blown, have-her-own-class teacher. She's a paraprofessional. That means she comes in and helps out the teacher or teachers in a grade. And she's into the fourth graders. Now, before I really get into this, I want to say something. And you guys can call in and give me your opinion as well, 818-301-5834, and just press the number 1 on your keypad. That'll alert me that you want to be on the show and give your opinion, and I'll put you on the show. Now, for me, and excuse me, guys, I don't know if I'm coming down with something or what, but for me, when I was in the fourth grade, I had a good-looking teacher. Actually, I had a great-looking teacher. Her name was Miss Crow. And I know that some of you guys who listen to the show in Atlanta or who are from Atlanta, y'all have heard of the Crow's Nest, the nightclub, the Crow's Nest. That's owned by my fourth-grade teacher, her husband. Owns the crow's nest. I don't even know if she's still living or not. But that nightclub is owned by her husband. And they also used to own a restaurant when I was in elementary school called the Bonanza. I don't know if you guys ever heard of the Bonanza. I'm sure you, some of you younger cats never heard of the Bonanza, but they owned a restaurant called a Bonanza, and she would actually take some of her students, some of her kids from school, after school, pile them in her car. Now, she had a big car, a big Letra 225, big car. I mean, you could put probably 8 kids in the front seat and 10 kids in the back seat along with the driver, right? She had a big car. So she used to pile us in there. That's against the law now. But she used to pile us in there, and we'd ride with her from school to the restaurant. And we'd go to the restaurant, and the restaurant probably wasn't even open at that time for business. But it probably was. But we'd go in there, and there was no one in there. And we'd go in there, and they'd give us a hamburger, a drink, and some French fries. And we'd go in there and eat for free. And we, you know, it was crazy because no one else, no other teacher did this. No other teacher did this for us, but she did. And she was a beautiful lady, right? She wore these extravagant clothes, and she was a good-looking lady. And actually, some of the male teachers who were at the school used to, you know, come by the classroom all the time, knock on the door, and kind of, you know, say hello to her, okay? But in the fourth grade, I was not interested in Miss Crow. I was not interested in my teacher. And, you know, looking back now, or looking back maybe from high school or whatever, I'd say, man, Miss Crow, a beautiful teacher. She was a beautiful teacher. She wore nice clothes. They had money. Okay, so, but when I was in the fourth grade there with her, that was not on my mind. That was not going through my mind. How beautiful she was. What her body looked like. Now, let's skip forward to Nell, this teacher. And you can go and you can get the story. Just put in Atlanta school teacher, and this all this stuff will pop up, okay? And I'm going to read just a little bit of what this thing is about. Now, it says social media is hot for this teacher. That would be Atlanta paraprofessional Patrice Brown, who assists with fourth grade and has set SM, social media, on fire with her attire. Okay? Her attire. All right? This weekend, several images of Brown posing in the classroom went viral. And it didn't take long for the opinions on her outfits to roll in. Brown, who now has almost 90,000 followers on Instagram, also has her very own hashtag on Twitter that says hashtag Teacher Bae. Teacher, B-A-E, Teacher Bae. Okay? While initial comments suggest that her clothing is too tight and inappropriate, as many other individuals have come out in support of the teacher and have raised concerns that no one would be making such harsh judgments if Brown were, number one, skinny, if she was a man, if she was a white woman. Here are some of the responses. Now, this girl, Jules B., says, I bet no male teacher was ever called out for looking inappropriate at work. You go, Teacher Bae. Keep slaying. Okay? Now, another one said, y'all would take any educated, independent woman and turn her into a sexualized object. I'm so sick of this. Let's see. It says, this guy says, and his name is Nuff Said. He said, funny how nobody posted this pic of Teacher Bae, the one that matters. You guys are only focusing on the negative. And the one that he posted was her sitting down with a student, the fourth grader, and helping him through his textbook. Talks about this picture that she posted. Okay. Another girl, Mia Shante, says, now if Teacher Bae had a body like Taylor Swift, no one would be complaining about her outfits. Okay? Nobody wondering why Teacher Bae got to take a pic of her outfit every day. She knows she fine. And this is a young lady talking. So, and then it says, Patrice Brown, a graduate of Albany State University, was clearly flummoxed, I don't know what that means, by all the negativity from the individuals who took issue with her clothing. By Monday evening, the images of her in the classroom had been removed from her Instagram account, and Brown posted what appeared to be a response to all the craziness. It says, this too shall pass. Now everyone is holding their breath and hoping that this Teacher Bae business doesn't have a negative impact on Brown's teaching career. Now, this is why I tell my kids not to post crazy pictures. Although she hadn't posted any crazy pictures, okay, But the pictures that she posted, and to me, it's I don't see what the problem is. I mean, she's a great looking woman. She got a great body, a great face. And she has put on clothes that, you know, shows the real contour of her body. Okay, she's wearing a tight-fitting dress that shows the contours of her body. And, you know, again, people without this kind of body does not wear these kind of clothes. Okay? And people with these kind of bodies or a different kind of body, maybe a heavyset teacher, maybe a really, really heavyset teacher, would not wear a form-fitting dress. They wouldn't do that. They you know, they say, oh, my God, they're showing every roll in my stomach. They're showing every cellulite in my butt. Oh, man, this dress showing every cellulite in my legs. Oh, my God, this showing every cellulite in my arms. Now, there are some heavy women who will wear these tight-fitting pants or dresses like that because they don't care. Okay? Because they don't care. But when you see some nice-looking woman, and a lot of these are people who are upset about it are probably women. Okay? Now, I'm saying some. I'm not saying all. I'm saying because some women say, hey, she's a good-looking girl. She takes care of herself. Yeah, hey, I'd be showing my body, too. She's not naked. Right? She's not naked. And she's probably, she looks young, so she's probably a single woman. And she may be looking for a single man. She may be looking for a man. Hey, and if she's looking for a man, hey, if I were her and I had a body like that, I'd be sharing it too. Not sharing it. You know what I'm saying? I'd be wearing nice stuff as well. But, you know, hey, to get off on this stuff and maybe even, you know, have this girl maybe reprimanded as far as her teaching career, I think is just bad news. If she's a bad teacher, then that's different. But if she gets her point across and can teach kids and have a way of being doing this with kids, hey, I'm all for it. You know, wear your clothes the way they fit. You know, do that. They have a caller from the 919 area code. The first three digits are 637. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where you calling from?
What's going on, Frank? This is Justin from Conyers, Georgia.
JD, what's up, bud?
Not much, man. What's going on with you?
Hey, I'm holding up, man. I'm holding up. What's going on?
Hey, man, I just want to say that teacher you talking about, that mother fine.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. In the pictures that I saw, I know it's a certain attire you had to wear when you involved with in schools and students, but it's nothing. Like you say, she got the body. She wearing, the proper wardrobe to show that body as well as being respectful to the people around her. She just got a body.
Right.
You know, and as far as
she just got a body, and she got a, and she a good looking woman,
right? And the story I read, she graduated from Alabama State in 2012, but she got celebrities and famous people following her now, so if they want to reprimand her for her body and you know disturb her teaching career, then I'm pretty sure. From what I see, she's going to have some people step in, whether it be good or bad, but they're going to cover for her just because of her look.
Now, I know what grade your son in?
Mine's in the fourth now.
Okay, so she's teaching the fourth grade. Now, do you think you know your son? You've been with him all his life. Do you think that your son would come home and say something negative about this young lady if he was her teacher?
If she was his teacher. I know he wouldn't. That's funny, Frank, because last year in his third grade teacher, Miss Woods, man, she could probably make the news. I love going up there to see her and have conferences.
Right. but what did he say about her?
No, he really didn't say, because he's not really into that yet. But he just said Miss Woods is a good looking lady, you know. But he's not really, you know. He never said anything negative. He had a good year as far as his grades and everything. She looked out for him. So he never said anything bad, and he just said she's a good looking lady. And yeah, she sure is, son.
Right. And you think that, man, this, you know, something like this doesn't come from the kids. It come from the parents and the other teachers.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
Well, hey, JD, I appreciate your call, man. Keep listening to the show.
All right, now.
All right. So, again, just like the caller said, you know, he has a fourth grader. And he said last year, even when he was in the third grade, he had a nice looking teacher. And you know, his son never said anything about her. He said that he enjoyed the way she looked. He didn't mind going there having a teacher conference with her. What male parent would not want to have a teacher conference with this young lady? You know, you look at this young lady and you say, wow, she's a good looking girl. Okay, she's a good looking girl. And like I said about my fourth grade teacher, she was, now I know as I got older that she was a great looking, okay, she's great, great looking lady. But you know, that's all I thought. That was it. But I believe that sometimes these other teachers in the class or maybe the parents of some of the students in the class are jealous of her looks. Jealous of her looks. And now, you know, other than if you go inside that classroom and see what this young lady does with her students, you probably walk away from there and say, ah, I don't have no problem with that. Okay? If she's working with students, if she's teaching her students, if she's doing the right thing, why would her dress and her looks be a problem? What do you want her to have her glasses sitting down on her nose and she be a big fat woman and have an old lady hairdo and, you know, wear these, you know, not fitting clothes is hanging all off of her and this and that? No. That's not her. And why do you want to change her? I guarantee you, if something else comes about this, this girl will walk out of there and leave. And just like the caller said, now she got celebrities and stuff following her. She'll walk out of there and leave, and she'll have another job tomorrow. You know, sometimes these Instagram and social media is bad news, but sometimes, just like this, it's good news. She isn't sleeping with one of the students. Although it's fourth graders, I'm just saying, You know, she isn't sleeping with any other students. She isn't pregnant by any other students. You hear about some of these teachers, and I'm not going to say it, but you hear about some of these teachers who are not by some of their students or by one of their students. You hadn't heard anything negative about this girl. So don't put it out there. Don't start talking about, you know, that's inappropriate for her to wear to work. What's inappropriate about her dress? It comes down to her knees. The picture I'm looking at comes down to her knees. She's got a collar on that comes all the way up to her neck. You can't even see a necklace that she's wearing. You know, she not have her half of her breast showing. She's not wearing a dress that's so short cut that part of her butt's hanging out. That's, you know, that's not it. You know, I was watching Sports Center this morning, and a couple of the little young women that they've got on Sports Center now, they have dresses that barely come halfway on their thighs. Is that inappropriate for Sports Center? Are they on TV every day? Now, if this girl was on TV every day on Sports Center doing sports the way she looks, I guarantee you Sports Center ratings will go up. Hey, guys, I could go on and on about this subject, but I'll tell you right now, this is my opinion, me on my show, saying that get off of it, get over it. That's her. That's the way she wants to dress. And if she's doing a great job of teaching, hey, more power to her. Hope she lasts for a long, long time. I hope this is what she enjoys. And if it is, then again, I have no problem with what she's wearing, how she looks, or anything. That's just other people who are hating on this young lady and the way she looks. It's her body. That's all. It's not her dress. It's her body. And that's what a lot of people are upset with. So in the grand scheme of things, this is the new generation. A new generation of teachers is not the teachers that I grew up with, although I had some nice teachers that I grew up with, and good looking and everything. Although I had some big ones and some crazy ones too, but, you know, that's the way it is. You know, it's the same way now, just that they dress just a little bit different. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. I'll have another great show for you in the morning. This is Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.